Welcome to Life in Business, the podcast for business owners ready to rewrite the rules and create a business and life you truly love. I'm Libby Langley, your host, business coach, Amazon bestselling author, and expert in helping you work less, earn more, and enjoy the journey. Each week, I share straight talking strategies and honest insights to help you simplify, grow, and find more joy in your business. Here's this week's episode. Hello, Libby Langley here, and this is the final of four episodes in my little mini series about the building blocks for creating a business that you truly love. So we have talked about how to build a business that you love without the hustle, and I introduced you to my sustainable success structure, which is your foundations, your walls and your roof, as if you're building a house. Right? That was 117. 118, we talked about numbers and what the numbers in your business really mean and how they're going to, oh my God, they're going to make such a difference to everything in your business. Last week, in episode 119, we talked about you and your personality and what makes your business uniquely brilliant. And today, talking about making life easier and making business easier. And how to play to your strengths when you're building a business you love. And the reason that this self-awareness episode is so important is that you can build any business you like, right? You can build a million-pound business. You can build a multi-million-pound business. But that might not kind of fit the way that you want to live. And when I first started up in business many moons ago, 13 years ago, 13 and a half years ago, I didn't know what I was doing, what I wanted. And I mean, I knew about business for sure. And I knew about, I'd done an MBA, blimey, I'd done advanced finance exams and, you know, analysed company case studies and all that stuff. But I didn't know what it was like to live a business. Okay. And that's very, very different. It's like learning to drive and then actually going off and driving on your own. Very different things, as you will know. So the creating a business that, you know, you really want to have is so important. And when I first started my business, I didn't know any of this and I didn't think about any of this. And the advice that I got at the time was grow a team, scale to £1 million. And there was a ton of really useful advice as well. However, this was kind of the overall message there. And it's like, so I did, you know, that's what I did because I follow the rules. And I did this and not to £1 million, but you know, that was my goal. And I didn't like it. I didn't enjoy having team members. They were incredible people, right? Still in touch with them, still support them, you know, all of it. It's not them as people. It was that I didn't want to be a manager. I'd left a managerial job. I didn't want to be a manager. I didn't want to kind of create those walls, restrictions for myself. And it was after a few years that I realised what I was doing. And so I had to make them more redundant. I had to give up my office and move back home and all of this. And it was horrible. And it was a really difficult time. But I'm glad that it happened because it's enabled me to share my experience with you and support you in thinking about what you want. And if you build the business that you want from day one, then that's absolutely incredible. But I wouldn't be half the business coach that I am to you if I hadn't have tried all the things before I got to this point, right? I've lived experience through whatever you're going through. Trust me on that. So that was, you know, that's the business that I was building. And it wasn't a business that I loved. There were certain bits I absolutely loved. I actually quite liked having a team, having someone to bounce ideas off was really useful. You know, what do you think about that? Was really helpful. And that's something that I do still kind of miss. I mean, I have support, I have a fantastic VA, but you know, when you're remote, it is different and all that. But okay, so deciding what business that you want is really just the first thing you need to do. Deciding what your objective is and how you want your days to look and how you want everything to play out is something you get to control. You get to decide. So why would you not choose the thing that you want? And certainly now, you know, I mean, God, it's 13 years since I started up and the world has changed. Self-employment is far more prevalent. Working from home is the norm. You know, COVID shifted things a lot in the way that a lot of people work. And so if now I started up, it would be totally different. So it's not comparing today with back then at all. But you've got to lean into your strengths, right? In order to make this business of yours more enjoyable and more successful. So success, what does success mean to you? Success can mean anything you like to you. Could be monetary, but I bet it's not entirely. It's about the way that it's probably about the way that you live your life and how you show up and how you feel and your levels of happiness, right? That's probably what success is. So I'll ask you to think about this. What are you good at? Yeah, that's the shortcut to playing to your strengths and building a business you love. What are you good at? And what do you enjoy? And if the two are the same, then yay! That's it. There's your business. But knowing what you're good at and what you're not good at is kind of really important, right? So trying to build a business, the business that you should build, with something that you're not good at is going to be harder. And not to say that if you're not good at something, you can't learn, right? For sure. You know, there's lots of things in business that we have to learn as we go along. But things that I would say I'm not particularly good at, or I don't like, I don't really like doing, video-related stuff. I'm honest. I've done loads of it over the years, but I'd rather talk to you here just with hair that I washed and it's not been brushed. You know, I'm much more comfortable with that than having to, like, you know, hair and makeup for video. I mean, I wouldn't do that anyway. Just it's mascara and that's it. Maybe some straighteners. But, you know, I don't like it. So I couldn't build a business around that. And because I don't have the energy or the capacity to do it. And if I did try and build a business around that, I wouldn't love it and it wouldn't be sustainable, right? So I'm never going to be a sensation on YouTube or something. Yes, I know I can batch and yes, you know, blah, 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 blah. But, you know, it's not something that I really like. So, but am I good at it? I mean, I guess yes. Because I can turn up and I can talk on stage and all of, you know, all of these things. It's not that that's the problem. It's the kind of different energy level that being, like, looking at myself in a camera or any of this that brings. So, you know, you get to decide. You get to choose what you do. So leaning into your strengths and your enjoyment levels is just going to make it so much easier to grow. And so much easier to be more sustainable and so much easier to be more successful, which is what it's like. You don't have to do any of these things if you don't want to, right? There's no rules. There's still, even in 2025, there's still people who have hugely successful businesses and never go any on social media. You know, they're still blogging away and they're really successful. And that's great because that's what they like doing. So they just keep doing it. Honestly, it's the easiest way, but I think it takes more bravery and more consciousness than it did a few years ago, because now we have 11 billion choices about how we show up and it's overwhelming. And the temptation is to do all of the things But I don't know about you, but I don't have the energy for all of that, or the inclination. Honestly, I can't be bothered with so much stuff, and that's fine. And so this is why this is about playing to your strengths. If you feel like I can't be bothered, what would it look like if you didn't? Yeah. If you think, oh, I can't be bothered to, oh, let's say share on Instagram, right? I can't be bothered to share anything on Instagram. What would happen if you didn't share anything on Instagram? What would happen? And that's why when I talked about numbers two episodes ago, and episode 118, and I talked about the return on investment of your marketing. That's why this is all so important, right? That's why this mini series flows as it does. Because you will know by now, if you've listened and you've thought about what I've said, you will know what the return on investment is. So the video thing, I did an experiment in 2024 where I videoed all my podcast episodes. Did it for about 6 months, I think. And they weren't, I did it on my phone. So they weren't like super high level or anything like that, but it was an experiment. And so that was fine. And I put them on YouTube, and they also went on TikTok and Instagram, I think, as little shorts and YouTube shorts. Well, I didn't. My VA did. I didn't. And to see what difference it made. And honestly, not so much. And so I stopped doing it because I didn't really like it. It changed the nature of what I love, which is sitting here talking to you like this. I love it. I find it really satisfying, and I know it helps you. And I like to think of you wherever you are doing your thing. Listen to me. It's great. It's so exciting. Oh, maybe I'm on a train somewhere. Are you on a train? Where are we going? Let me know. It's this kind of stuff, honestly, when people tell me. Pete, I think you will think, well, I'm not going to message her. She doesn't want to hear from me. But genuinely, when someone messages me and said, so I listened to you on the 942 from Birmingham to Manchester. And I'm like, ooh, what was Manchester like? Oh, I've been on all sorts of exotic holidays with people as well. And it genuinely makes me really happy. So do share that with me, please. It's an absolute joy to me. But thinking about what your strengths are, it's lazy, maybe, if you want to badge it like that. I just think it's really smart. I think it's really smart in doing more of the stuff that you like and not forcing yourself to do the stuff, the other stuff that you don't, that makes you uncomfortable or that doesn't come naturally just because it's good for visibility or because it's what everybody else does. Honestly, you can choose. I mean, yeah, if you were super active on all of the social media channels and put videos on all of them, you might grow your business more quickly because more people would hear about you, but you might be dead by the weekend because it would exhaust you. So these are the things, yeah? This is why the marketing ROI, what effort you put in versus what you get out, matters. And the effort you put in could be tenfold the amount of hours it takes because of the energy it takes. And that was certainly the same for me for video in this podcast. It's like, no, thank you. But actually, YouTube has a podcast like stream thing. So the audio goes to YouTube anyway. And some people do listen through YouTube. So if you're listening through YouTube, hello. How do you identify what activities and strategies work best for you? How do you think about that? Because the theory of it all is great, but how do you actually do it? And honestly, this is an exercise I go through with my clients in my Confidence to Grow coaching space. And you get a bit of paper and you put a smiley face on one side and a sad face on the other side. And which side, I don't mind, which you do on the left and which you do on the right. And you write down all the things that you do in one of the columns. And there's things that you like and things that you don't like. Maybe you could have a middle column as well as things for things that are necessary, but I'm indifferent to, you know? I don't know, bookkeeping might go in that. I find that quite satisfying though, actually. But, you know, there's things that we all do as part of being a business owner that kind of need to happen. If you really hate them, you can outsource them. But if they're just like, yeah, just a process you go through, that's fine. You can have a middle, indifferent, straight line mouth column. But all the things that you do, including how you work with your clients, who you work with, how you work with them, how you deliver, the way that you do your marketing, the way that the back end of your business operates, even like where your desk is positioned in the room. My desk is, I have quite a big office. I'm on the top floor of my house and I have a double sofa bed in here and I have a desk that's like L-shaped and a bookcase. So, you know, it's kind of nice. It's just my room. And I have floor-to-ceiling windows and I can see the trees and I can't quite see the canal, but it's there. And, you know, that's really nice. It's a really nice space. But I have been thinking, actually, it's been like this since we moved in, what, 2.5 years ago. I think I'm going to move the sofa. And I can't do it on my own, so I have to wait for my husband to be here because I know what I'm like and I've stopped myself, so I take that as a learning. I'm like, I'll start moving this and then I'll get halfway through, realise I can't do any of it and it'll just be chaos and he won't be home for 2 days and oh my God. So, you know, that can go in your happy or sad things, the way that your space is, because that's so important, right? I think you probably work from home like I do. And if your working environment is not conducive to what you want to achieve, it's going to be really hard for you to achieve the thing. And so make it easier for yourself. And if that means investing in a different desk, it's probably worth spending the money because this is all about your productivity, but it's all about your happiness and your joy. And if you're going to sit at your desk for 3, 5, 8 hours a day, you got to be comfortable. You got to be happy. You got to think, this is nice. Check me out, my fancy space. Yeah? It's all part of it. So this is about making your strengths, playing to your strengths and making them as, nurturing them as much as possible, right? Nurturing them as much as possible. So I also know I work with two massive screens on my desk. I'm so bougie. They're enormous, these screens. And I have two of them and I've had them for years. Like, I don't know, since about 2012 or something. And so these two monitors that I have, I find it really difficult to work anywhere else. And if I am on my laptop somewhere else, I'm like, oh my God, this is tiny. Where is my other screen? And so I know that that's something that is harder for me. Therefore, I don't do it very often. So that goes in my sad face, you know, working on a laptop, sad face column. And working at my desk with my two massive screens with my nice view, strengths, right? And these are physical things, rather like environmental things, if you like, rather than, I don't know, doing your accounts or spending time with your clients, but it's all part of it. So identify what works for you and what doesn't. It's really, really a good exercise. And then how about saying no to stuff? So the things that are in your sad face column, you can, shock, horror, not do anymore. Yeah, I know. You can stop doing them because some of them won't be essential. Yeah, I said the video thing, it's not essential. So I stopped doing it and nothing changed apart from, okay, nothing was impacted negatively. The positive impact was on me and my energy and my enjoyment and all of that massively outweighs the fact that a few people might now not discover it because it's not on YouTube in the same way, right? It's about balance. It's about making conscious choices. So the things in the sad face column, you can say no to. You can just never do them ever again. Some of them, I'm fairly sure of that. And some other things you can get someone else to do. So you can outsource some stuff. You could get a VA, maybe just like an hour a week. You know, this doesn't have to be an enormous financial investment. But actually what drains you, even if it's not hugely time consuming, but what drains you energetically, if someone else just did it, you could probably do 10 times the amount of work that that original task would take you, but because of the energetic weight of it, it took ages. Yeah. So you can, you know, 2 hours a month or something. It doesn't, it's not necessarily a lot, right? And honestly, that making that decision as that conscious decision as a business owner will pay dividends. And it's about playing to your strengths. So if you're not very good at something and it takes you ages and it really drains you, don't do it anymore. Get someone else to do it, or just stop doing it, or tweak it so that it can become fun. I'm quite a big fan of gamifying business. So, and I mean, this is, I'm sure this is my neurodiversity coming into play here, but the more fun you can make something, the more likely you're going to keep doing it. So if that is every half an hour, there's a timer that goes off and you get up and do a dance, if that makes things better for you, then do it. Doesn't matter. Who cares? And this feeds in back into, you know, last week's episode 119, about how to identify what makes your business and you uniquely brilliant. This is about your personality. And when you're in your office or your workspace on your own, and yet you're still trying to conform to, you know, like Mr. Businessman, it doesn't make any sense whatsoever. It's not nurturing. It's not going to make your business or you successful. It's not going to be sustainable, and it's absolutely not in any way part of the sustainable success structure that I've talked about over these last few episodes. So why do we do it? You know, why do we do it? It doesn't make any sense when you say it like that. And yet we find ourselves conforming to some rules that don't exist, and nobody else knows what we're doing apart from us. So it's madness. It's madness. But saying no to things, to stuff that doesn't serve you, doesn't move you forward, drains you, isn't helpful, you hate doing, isn't moving you forward towards achieving your goals, it doesn't make any sense to do. It's got to go. It's got to stop. And you, as the business owner and as the boss of you, you can choose what you pick and choose. You can choose what you choose to do. Yeah. You get to decide. But honestly, saying no to stuff is the most powerful thing. And that can be your day-to-day tasks, right? It can be with the way you deliver to your clients. It can be the service that you offer, right? You can change that. It can be undercharging. It can be the niche that you're in. You can change all of these things. You can set any boundaries up that you want. And certainly for me, I think one of the biggest shifts was actually saying out loud, you know, to myself to start with, but now, if you find you, I tell you too, I tell anybody, I don't like working with corporates. I don't enjoy it. The individual people are often extremely nice and, you know, get a lot of value from stuff, but the corporate doesn't care. The corporate is often ticking a box and all. And to me, it's like, no, that doesn't align with my values. I want people to be there because they want to be there, not because they've kind of put on some CPD thing, you know? So it's, yeah, you get to choose, you get to decide. And this is also playing to your strengths, because I know that my strength is in working with small businesses like you, you know, solopreneurs, because I understand, I have an enormous amount of empathy because I live it too. I can help you. And part of the reason that I can help you is because I've been through it and come out the other side and understand what it's like. With corporates, less so, right? You know, I've worked for some corporates, but, you know, I don't care, they don't care. And that's, I'm tolerant. Yeah, there are some that do, but it's an entirely different kind of structure, and I'm not interested in that. What I'm really passionate about and really interested in is this movement of us small business owners being better and changing the world and making the world a better place. That's what I'm really passionate about. That doesn't translate for me to working with a corporate. So I say no to that. Yeah, I say no to that. Yeah, and that's the decision that I made, and I'm cool with that. And that's why playing to your strengths is really, really important to build a business that you love. That's why understanding what your strengths are and what you're good at, what you're not good at, what is something you want to do, something that you don't want to do, what lights you up, what weighs you down. All of these things, it's so important for you to just recognize this, yeah, and acknowledge this and write it down if that helps you. I'm a big fan of writing stuff down, as I say a lot. And that really is kind of this business that you love. It's got to be built on that, right? That's how sustainable success happens. Oh, so good, eh? So good. So that was episode 4 of my little mini series about the key building blocks for creating a business that you truly love. These ones, bookmark these ones, they're good. And please share it with any other business owners that you know. You know, spread the word about this, because together we're going to make a difference. And if you ever want to talk to me about any of this stuff, you know where I am. You can email me, you can get me on social media. And if you want to come work with me so I can support you on any of this, then come join Confidence to Grow. It's open for you. Okay, so today was about how to play to your strengths and build a business you love. That's all about self-awareness. Last week was about how to identify what makes you and your business uniquely brilliant. That was episode 119. Week before, episode 118 was what your numbers are really telling you about your business. Da, 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 da. And the first in the series was episode 117, which was how to build a business you love without the hustle using the sustainable success structure, which I've referenced again in each episode. So thanks ever so much for joining me for this mini series. And next week, I will see you again talking about something a bit different. It's been fun. It's been really fun. Thanks ever so much for listening. I do really, really appreciate it as ever. Don't forget to subscribe if you don't already. Leave a review. That'd be ace. And spread the word. All right. Lots of love. See you next week. Bye. Thank you for listening to Life in Business. Please make sure that you subscribe or follow so you don't miss any future episodes. And if you enjoyed today's show, please leave a review, as it helps others to find the podcast and spread the word that there's an easier way to do business. If you want to chat with me about today's episode or suggest a topic for the future, I would love to hear from you. You can find me on Instagram @LibbyLangley. See you next week.